Time now for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
Not too bad. Iowa State, I tell you what, when it came to ranked opponents this year, they definitely gave their best effort. They suffer a 6-point loss last night to Oklahoma in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. But it really seemed as though that, you know, despite everything that could be said about, you know, Steve Prohm and the job and everything, I mean, this is a team that did go out and compete, especially against some high-level opponents.
We saw it all season. I mean, this team just continued to fight and battle. And, you know, you can point out a couple blowout losses, and I get it. What team doesn't have a couple of those over the course of the season where a game gets away from them? But, I mean, this was the third close game with Oklahoma. They had two close games, competitive games with Baylor, probably played Baylor about as well as anybody in college basketball this year. Twice, West Virginia, two highly competitive games, Texas, a couple of very good games, and so you're right. When, you know, they had their opportunities against great teams, but just couldn't seem to find that other gear that those teams could when they played them, and you know, and they went through too many droughts. They would hit dry spells within games, 11-0 runs, 12-0 runs, where that was enough to get it out of their reach. And you know, I think last night was kind of a microcosm of the whole season. You know, down 19, about 11 minutes to go, you're thinking, okay, what's it going to end up being? Is it going to end up being a 30-point loss or 25? Or, you know, what's it going to be? Well, all of a sudden, they're within four with, you know, about 40 seconds to go and have a chance. And you know, they just keep playing. I really do appreciate those guys for continuing to provide great effort under the circumstances. I mean, when you think about most teams in that situation, you know, 0-18 going into the conference tournament, just a couple of wins on the season, down 19 against a top 25 team, a very good team. How many of them are going to fight like that and get back in it? I tip my hat to those guys for their effort. It's a shame that they didn't get the carrot at the end of the, you know, they were chasing that thing around the track the whole time and never could catch it. But it certainly wasn't for a lack of effort.
Yeah, that's what you want to see as a fan too. Is they go out there and at least be competitive night in and night out when they have their games. So, Big 12 tournament rolls along today. Some really good games. Baylor takes on Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. That's the first game of the day. That should be a high-scoring affair. Oklahoma and Kansas, as well as Texas Tech and Texas here today. John, if you had to pick a team that you really like in the tournament right now, I mean, obviously Baylor, second-ranked and a very solid team. But there is some sleeper teams here in the Big 12, too, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. I think Oklahoma State's a real sleeper. You know, I think they're very good. I think Texas certainly has the length and the talent to make a deep run. Now they've never won the tournament, but this is a team that's well equipped to do it if they were able to get themselves really good guard play. But Texas, you know, that Texas Tech Texas game is going to be a dandy. I mean, Texas Tech at tournament time, I'd almost never, you know, stake a claim against them. They're well coached. They're going to go hard, and they've got some good players too. So they're always capable of making a run. It'll be interesting. I think Baylor is the team to beat for sure. But I wouldn't rule out any of these other teams, and probably the team that's playing the best, you know, going into this tournament, even though they did have a loss recently, was West Virginia. I mean, they were really on a roll.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Bob Huggins going for his 900th career win tonight, or this morning, I guess it is. I think the winner of that West Virginia-Oklahoma State game is going to provide a real challenge in the semifinals as well.
Yeah, and they would have to face Baylor, which would be a good rematch if West Virginia and Baylor went at it again, that is for sure. Hey, John, thanks all season during football season and basketball season for joining us here on the Morning Kickstart, and we'll talk to you in August, okay?
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys and all you do, and one of our many really great affiliates across the Cyclone Radio Network. We appreciate you.